Hey guys, Alex back again here on a Saturday, and I want to talk about a little bit more vaping stuff. I found a new company called We Vapor, WEVapor.com. They followed me on Twitter, and I generally kind of just look at stuff and say whatever, but I looked at these guys, and they, you know, cheapest e-liquid that you can buy, pretty much, USA made. And I was like, oh, really? Okay. So I grabbed a 10 milliliter of the Roxwell Classic e-juice, which is sort of their cigarette flavor, like kind of a tobacco, just a very mild tobacco kind of flavor. I grabbed that e-juice, and then they gave me the new mint flavor, Roxwell new mint flavor, which is your sort of menthol and mint flavor. And I've been highly impressed with both of these. I picked up the Roxwell 10 milliliters for, like I said, $2, and it was, I don't know, $1 shipping or something. And I got, you know, excellent little bottles. They kind of come with like a dripper on them, a needle dripper sort of style thing, so you don't have to screw anything on there to get it out. Fits on all of the tanks, easy to fill as a blind user. You know when you're full. You know, very, very operational, good stuff there. They came pre-steeped, but I put them in some warm water, opened them up, squeezed them, put back in warm water for just a bit. You know, why not? Like, just a little extra goodness. But right out of the bottle, straight out, they were totally good. You know, they were totally cool. 70-30 PGVG blend, so lots of propylene glycol in this, which will thin it out, but you'll also get a lot of flavor and throat hit from it. So the, you know, the PG is kind of your flavor carrier. Not so good in an Aerotank Mega, though, because the Aerotank is a picky son of a bitch. It's a leak monster. It really doesn't like that, you know what I mean? For some reason, they just kind of fall right through it. But again, you know, I put 50-50 in the Aerotank, and it just does that anyway, so it's just the way it is. So I have this in the Roxwell Classic in a Pro Tank 2 Mini, and it's quite good. I actually tried it in all of my, you know, relevant tanks. The Aspire Nautilus Mini also really, really likes this flavor. I have that in there. That's kind of the go-to because you get a lot more vapor out of it. Cranked all the way up to 5 volts, it's just pure kick-ass. And you don't get any of that off flavor. Like if you burn a juice, you know what I mean? If the juice is too hot while you're vaping it because the voltage is too high, it doesn't kind of give you that kind of burned juice flavor. It just keeps on going. And it, you know, it's very, very good in that regard. Absolutely. I'm actually going to take a hit off the Nautilus because it's just that awesome. If I can get it out from underneath the clock. There we go. And 18 milligrams will kick you in the face, especially with the higher PG in there. It's a strong 18, man. I mean, it's good. I usually vape 24 milligrams, so I'm glad I went with the 18. I was kind of like, I don't know, man. That's a lot of PG. I will do the 24 eventually just because I'm a courageous kind of thing. You know, I want to test it and see what it's like. They have 6, 12, 6, 18, and 24 milligrams of nicotine. And that's also the case for New Mint, Roxwell New Mint, which is kind of your menthol. I have that in another Pro Tank 2 Mini. And I will take a vape right now. That's nice and cold. Get a little throat hit. Get a lot of that mint. It's not like an overwhelming sweet, like, just peppermint and candy or something. It's kind of more like a plant mint. Like, you know, if you were going to just vape a menthol or have a menthol cigarette, it would be like that, except a little colder and a lot cleaner than a cigarette, obviously. So, highly impressed with these guys. I was a little worried, like I said, just because something can't be good and that cheap. It was that good and that cheap. So there you are. I picked up a whole bunch more of the Roxwell Classics. I am just, you know, this week is going to suck because I only have a little bit left. I have a whole bunch of other juices and things, but not this particular flavor. So live well, vape on, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And actually, WeVapor Guys, if you want to introduce larger bottle sizes, that would be the way to go, for me anyway, and I'm sure other people would, you know, if you wanted to get like caramel macchiato or peach, you know, any of their other flavors, have like a 100 milliliter bottle or a 236, a 230 milliliter would be, well, that's a little big, but you know what I'm saying? I would not mind having huge bottles of this stuff just floating around everywhere. That'd be kind of the way I want it to be. But, all right, guys, that's it for me. Have a good one.